It's time for Rhema for Today.
And one of these, the church, you know, and some of them brought up and they wanted to dismiss him because he's talking in tongues now and getting some of them filled with the Holy Ghost. But one of the main fellows, who was one of the leading businessmen of the city there and one of the, well, the main contributors, in fact, he kept things going primarily, had in times past. He spoke up and said, well, I don't have this experience, but men, wait just a minute here. Wait just a minute here. This fellow's been here for 5 years. We've listened to him preach 5 years without this experience. We've heard him preach with this experience. And he's got more power. He's more dynamic. In fact, he said, I'm reluctant to say this in front of his faith. I used to just, it's just a bore to come to hear him. Just absolutely a bore. But said, man, I enjoy every service.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The Spirit Within and the Spirit Upon series, Volume 1. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Today's the last day for this special offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Well, I was led this way, just not to say anything about it. And I didn't say a word to my church about it. I've got the Holy Ghost now. I speak with tongues for this experience, you see. Now, somebody else may be just, you know, they may, you know, and I know some friends of mine, Baptist, that received this experience, and they just had to tell it. And boy, they just went right back the next Sunday morning, you know, all exuberant and began to tell it. And after they preached a sermon, their board waited on them and threw them out of the church, and they never get to tell anybody else about it. I mean, that was the end of it. Amen. But around the other end, a friend of mine, a Methodist pastor, he received this experience, spoke with other tongues, and he told me, he said, I never realized because he was off visiting in a special meeting that was an Episcopalian meeting when he was baptized the Holy Ghost, spoke with tongues. And going back home, he said he began to think about it. He thought, dear Lord, what am I going to do? Man, if I tell this to my church, I'll be thrown out. I don't even dare tell my wife about it. You know. Because he knew some things, you see. So he said, I prayed and said, seemed like, you know, the Lord said to me, well, just keep quiet about it for a while. So he told me personally, he said, every day for 30 days, I'd get in my study and pray in other tongues and enjoy it, you know. Finally, he said, after 30 days, my wife said to me, what's happened to you? He said, what do you mean, what's happened to me? Well, she said, something has. Well, he says, is it good or bad? Oh, she said, it's good. He said, I said, well, you know, up at that Episcopalian meeting, I got baptized the Holy Ghost, spoke the other tongue. She said, I want it. Then he said, that just surprised me, knowing her. He said, he knew some things that happened past, you know. Because he said, but you see, she saw the results. And so he said, then I waited 90 days. I didn't tell my church. Now, she knew it, and I prayed with her, and she got filled with the Holy Ghost, or baptized the Holy Ghost, spoke another tongue. And I didn't mention it, you see, to my church. And after 90 days, so many began to ask, what's happened to you? Oh, something happened to me. Yes, something happened to you. Well, is it good or bad? Man, it's good. What do you mean something happened to me? He said, they said, well, you got more power than you used to have. You're more powerful in your preaching. You just have more power about you. So he said, I finally announced it. I said, well, it's time after 90 days. I announced, I'm going to speak next Sunday morning on what's happened to me. So many have asked me, what happened to you? So he related his experience, and he said, there was one businessman in their church, quite a large Methodist church, that was, well, he was the biggest contributor we had. I mean, usually, whichever way he went, people followed him. And he said, I knew if he came, everybody would be all right. So I just simply said, after I'd finished and just told in detail, I said, how many of you want this experience? You'd like to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. He said, without hesitation, this main man just jumped and said, I do. And came, and he said, 2/3 of the church followed him down, and they just came and stood down there. Man said, we've seen the results of it. I remember I was preaching down in West Columbia, in the First Assembly of God there for Brother B.B. Hankins several years ago, back in the 50s. And one night after church, one of the pastors there, one of the first churches, was over visiting with well, he visited the service, and then he was over at the parsonage, and we had some refreshments and so on. And so Brother Hankins and he together was telling me, see, that Brother Hankins had invited this pastor to go with him up to Houston to, they have a chapter full gospel there in West Columbia now, but the only chapter in those days was up in Houston, and Dr. James Brown, you know, the Presbyterian minister there, giving his testimony. So this fella who happened to be the First Presbyterian Church went up, and he heard him, you know, speak, and he just went up and got baptized in the Holy Ghost, spoke in tongues. And in their church, they didn't even have a night service on Sunday night. They had a Sunday morning service, you know. No night services. All they had was Sunday school, Sunday morning service. Or a few of them would meet on Sunday night and have coffee and donuts, 8 or 10 of them. But no. And he started having Sunday night evangelistic services. He got baptized in the Holy Ghost. See, that's what the baptism will do for you. It'll make you witnesses. Glory to God. Amen. And started getting people, you know, just born again, you know, and increased, you know. And then just privately, he started dealing with different ones that he saw was hungry for God, and people come ask him. And over in the parsonage, he'd pray until finally they got 30-some out of them baptized with the Holy Ghost, you know. But this will get out on you after a while. So they were having a board meeting. And one of these... the church, you know, and some of them brought up and they wanted to dismiss him because he's talking in tongues now and getting some of them filled with the Holy Ghost. But one of the main fellows, who was one of the leading businessmen of the city there and one of the, well, the main contributors, in fact, he kept things going primarily, had in times past. He spoke up and said, well, I don't have this experience, but men, wait just a minute here. Wait just a minute here. This fellow's been here for 5 years. We've listened to him preach 5 years without this experience. We've heard him preach with this experience. And he's got more power. He's more dynamic. In fact, he said, I'm reluctant to say this in front of his faith. I used to just, it's just a bore to come to hear him. Just absolutely a bore. But said, man, I enjoy every service. And said, he's getting people saved. The church is growing. The finances is up. And said, instead of us talking about dismissing him, I think we ought to talk about increasing his salary. And keeping him. And so they just voted to increase this way back there in the 50s. I said, don't sound big now, but $125 a month extra in the 50s? Boy, amen. You hear me? And so I remember this presbyterian pastor said, boy, I'll tell you, it not only enhanced me spiritually to get baptized in the Holy Ghost, it paid off for me financially. They raised my pay. Hallelujah. Well, now those were wise people. Now, they saw the difference. Well, I was led that way. I didn't say to my congregation, oh, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I speak with other tongues now. I just went on preaching. After about 30 days, some people began to say to me, what's happened to you? Oh, I'd say, something happened to me? Yes. Well, I said, is it good or bad? Oh, it's good. What do you mean something happened to me? Well, you're better preaching than what you used to be. Now, I couldn't tell I was preaching any better. See? But I said, what do you mean I'm a better preacher? Well, you got more power. Then said, when you preach now, when you speak now, said, it's got a punch to it. Almost knocks us off the pew sometimes. Now, that don't mean I preached hard. But you see, there was power in those words. Praise God. And see, when I began to tell them then, 93% of them followed me in. And we didn't lose anybody. The other 7% wanted, but they just wouldn't pay the price. You know, there is a little price to pay. You got to humble yourself. Amen. They wouldn't even come up to seek or ask for prayer, you see. But I remember particularly that Mr. R.O. Cox, who was a fine Methodist gentleman in the community, a leader in the community, 89 years of age, large landowner, among some of the wealthiest. In fact, he and his brother owned a little more land than he, and then another fellow owned more than they did. I guess these three were the wealthiest people in the community. And so I remember Mr. R.O. said to me, he said, well, he just called me because, you know, I was just a teenager and I started preaching. He just called me Brother Kenneth. He said, and he mentioned a certain fellow's name. This man is also a large landowner. And he and his wife had been away on a tour. And they'd been to Europe, you know. And they were Presbyterians. And then his son, a couple of his sons, his daughter. Actually, there were about five families altogether. Curry family came. And so we had, before I received this experience, a family that moved into the community that was Pentecostal. And, you know, and it spread, you know, those people talk in tongues, you know, over the community. And this Mr. Curry said, well, I'll tell you now, if that tongue talking ever gets in this church, I'm pulling my family out. Well, what he meant was these five families. We're really. So this had all transpired while he was gone. And so Mr. Cox said, After he came back, now see, and I still hadn't publicly, I just talked to Mr. Cox. He'd asked me, and I'd told him, yeah, I've received. He said, I thought that. Mr. Cox said, my daughter received that experience several years ago, and I could see a difference in her, and I just thought, that's it. Our little preacher's been baptized, the Holy Ghost speak for tongues. And so he said, out here in the country, there's just one general store. Actually, to begin with, there's just one general store in this building where we had church. And we're out in the country, you see, just here to where the road made a bend, the curve in the road. And so he said, Mr. Curry said to me, I was up at the store, said, what's happened to our little preacher while I was gone? I said, oh, something happened to him? Yes, yeah, something happened to him. Well, Mr. Cox said, I said, is it good or bad? Oh, he said, it's good. He said, I said to him, what do you mean now something happened? Oh, he said, he preaches better than he used to. Mr. Cox said, I said, oh, does he? Oh, yes. Well, he said, Mr. Cox said, I just prayed along with him. Said, well, I didn't notice a whole lot, you know. He said, I did notice some, but I just prayed along with him. And said, he said, yeah, said, he's just much more powerful in every way than what he used to be. And Mr. Cox said, I thought, before you ever told this publicly or this got out, that I better, because I knew him and knew what he had said, because he had said it to me. If that tongue talking ever gets in here, I'm leaving. Said, I said to him, Mr. Curry, you know what happened to our little preacher while you was gone? No, he said, but I know something did. He said, well, he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence speaking other tongues. Mr. Cox told me, said, Mr. Curry dropped his head and said, I didn't know whether he's going to say, well, we're pulling out, we're quitting or what. And said, I know it was just a few seconds. It might have been 10 seconds, but it seemed to me like it's 10 minutes. He never said anything, just dropped his head. When he looked up, he had tears. Now, he said, I'll tell you one thing, makes me a believer out of it, and I'm a candidate for that experience.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Craig Hagin on USB, entitled Faith. We're also offering Kenneth Hagin's new book entitled Connect. Humans are meant for connections with God, His Word, and His people. Discover the profound impact of staying connected to God and fellow believers for a life of fulfillment and victory. These two for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today.
Special call to arms offer.
Yeah.
And it includes my book that just came out in July. Just came out just connected, connect, staying connected so you can win. And then Craig, talk about the other part of the offer.
A USB drive with 10 different messages on the subject of faith, and of course some faith is probably one of the subjects I preach more than anything else. So there's 10 messages there on the subject of faith on a USB jump drive. And so you'll get both of those for a gift of $30 or more. You know, save like $35 or more. I messed up. $35 or more.
That's live TV for you.
Yeah. So if you can go to rhema.org and you can order that special call to arms.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.